Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk because it's Sunday night with Miss V. I'm here out of the D, and I got my co-host Greg out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How are you doing, Miss V, out of the Big D?
It's getting ready to rain here. Well, it's been raining on and off all day. And I did something I shouldn't have did this week, but I'll talk about it and I'll pay for the ramifications later because some people can kiss my ass when they hear this. And it wasn't nothing bad. I actually went and got an edger, you know, the electric lawn edgers, and I edged the hell out of my lawn this week. When I said I edged,
okay.
I even went to the curb. I went to the curb next to the street and edged my damn lawn. When I say that,
right.
I did it so damn good that my next door neighbor, me and him had been talking. So this was not something that came as a shock to him that I was going to do it. So he, I had told him, I was like, you know, I'm going to go buy one. I was like, but you know, they rent them also. And he, I mean, I'm just going to call it the way it is. This ain't, men, if y'all get upset about what I say, so be it. I'm speaking the truth as a woman. He was like, well, I'll go get one. I want this. I want that. I knew good and damn well he wasn't going to get one because when I said you could go rent one, he's like, I'll check that out. Now, if I'm waiting on any man to do anything, even though it wasn't for me, I just mentioned that they rent them. And I said, well, if I get mine, you could just borrow mine. I was like, you know, that's not something that you use on a weekly basis, like when you cut your lawn. He was like, yeah, da, 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 da. So he actually came and borrowed mine because he talked cash shit about Black & Decker because I bought an electric one. And he was like, yeah, I had a Black & Decker. That was a piece of shit and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And I threw mine away because it wasn't shit. I was like, okay. He used mine. He's like, oh, that mug worked good. He came and bought mine yesterday. And because I did next to the street, he did his next to the street. After he finished his lawn, I looked down the street, and my daughter came over. And another neighbor is out there edging. I was like, see, that shit contagious. I was like, people ain't trying to have their shit look bad. But the reason I'm talking about lawns is because the neighbor that I'm talking about is on one side of me. This is the neighbor that has a family, as husband and wife. On the other side of me is creepy old man, and I think I've talked about creepy old man on the show before. Well, creepy
right,
old
right.
man still ain't got his lawn. Creepy old man still ain't got his lawn cut yet. On top of not getting it cut, now I've cut my lawn has been cut twice this season since we started cutting the lawn. So that means it's probably been in the past month, it's been cut twice. Now, he ain't touched his at all. When I say at all, he ain't touched that bitch at all.
Damn.
Yesterday, damn. Young man comes down the street with a lawnmower. He stops at his house and asks him if he wants his lawn cut. This son of a bitch tells him, no, I ain't got no money. Now, the young man, and the only reason I know how much he charges because when I saw him walking past my house, I said, he ain't want his lawn cut. And he's like, nah, he said that he ain't had no money. I told him there was only $20 for the front and back. I said, what? Normally, $20, I would have. Now, I'm not going to lie. I had to hold back because I almost told that little boy, listen, I'll give you $20, go and do it. The reason why I did not do it, even though he's making everybody else shit look bad, is because, for one, he's a man. Two, I know where the fuck you retired from, okay? You're not sitting here just getting a Social Security check. You're fucking retired. It's not my fault. Now, I don't know why people feel that they should tell their life story to me, but this man has told me information I'm going to put out there. And I don't give a fuck who judge me on what I say, because I'm getting ready to say it. You don't want nobody to know your business, don't tell shit, right? I'm just going to put it out there. You don't want nobody to know your business, you don't tell people, right? So, you don't sit here and tell me that you got your mail order bride. I kid you not, literally, he got a mail order bride from China. She knew the law apparently better than he did. He went to China, got this woman, married her. They stayed married for 5 years, got divorced. They got divorced after I moved in. And he's telling me about how she did this, and he done brought her wife up. He done paid to have her daughter or whatever brought over here. She done divorced him. She done opened up her a massage parlor or something. But because they bought that house, because they only got their house like a year or so before I got mine, their house, he had to fucking buy her bitch ass out. So he had to close out his damn 401k to pay off the house so he could pay her the money so she wouldn't take the damn house and force him to sell it. Now, again, I don't know how much money you're making, but I still know you got a pension because you did have her sign off on your pension. So your pension is yours. I know that. Because you were only married 5 years. But two cars since you retired. And I've seen you cut your fucking grass. On top of that, before a lot of stuff happened, when I first moved in, I blowed his snow. Because, you know, it's snow here. This motherfucker didn't tell me thank you. And I have a problem. I don't ask for money, but I ask for a fucking show of gratitude. When you don't say fucking thank you to me, fuck you. You should have been sitting there because they charge us $200 when our grass is high out where I live at. And that's the motherfucking bill that they will get from you.
Oh, I agree.
His yard looks horrible. But for one, you're a man. I'm a single fucking woman. And my grass stays goddamn cut. It stays cut. Your bitch ass can't cut your fucking grass. And the little boy said, $20? $20 ain't shit to cut a motherfucking yard.
No.
I told the little boy, because he was, and I see him all the time. He walks up and down the street with his lawnmower. So when he's gone back, I said, you through for the day? He was like, yeah, I made $60. I'm good. And that means that he went and did three fucking lawns.
Yep.
Made $60. Now, first of all, when people come, they got their own lawnmower, and they only charging you $20. Do you know how much the guys who come around with the trailers with the stuff charge? They charge minimum $50. Minimum $50 to cut your motherfucking lawn front and back. I know that.
Yep.
And that was when I was living in Detroit. That's what they was charging, okay? My yard is bigger out here than it was in Detroit. Again, I'm a woman. If you were, like, on Social Security, but when I moved here, you were working. And then you had to tell me, yeah, I retired. And such. Yeah, I know you retired because I see you ain't left your fucking house. You want to brag about retiring. You're a creepy-ass old man. Fucking cut. When they send you that motherfucking bill, pay it. Because $200 is a whole lot hell of more than $20 to have somebody cut your shit.
Yep.
Trifling ass. And I know your shit look bad because my shit is now edged up. I'm talking about edge. I'm talking about that type of edge where you say, damn, that's a nice house. Because I was looking out my window and I was like, damn, that shit look good. My shit look good to me and I wasn't even, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Edging a lawn can make a house look completely different.
Yes. I agree. I mean, I do this for a living and side job as far as landscaping. So, trust me, it's like, okay. Edging, yeah. I'm going to charge at least $5 to $10 more, depending on the curb of the house. And being electric, I'm going to charge about $15. Because I've got to run that wire or electrical and do that, then move it, then do that, then move it. And it's like, I hate it. But if you want one of the best lawns in your neighborhood, edge the curb, driveway, everything.
Oh, when I say my shit is edged, it's edged so fucking good that, like I said, my next door neighbor came and borrowed it. I did the curb, he did the curb also. Now,
yep.
The next door neighbor to him, hers edged, but ours was better than hers because they did hers with the weed whacker. And we were laughing because you can tell the difference between a weed whacking edge. And I'm sorry, for you guys who look at these damn commercials and they lie to you and talk about, oh, this is an edge, the lawn also.
Yes.
Really? Okay, if your lawn has already been edged, yes, it can be edged with that.
Yes.
But if it has not been previously edged, you can't. It'll take you maybe 6 years to get it done if you try to do it like that. But if you want to edge, then not have to, where you looking at that shit and you talking about that's edge, yeah. Get you a real edger.
Right. Well, that's fine. I mean, a lot of people think, okay, let me go ahead and use my weed eater that go ahead and transforms into a, that does work. But if you use a weed eater to do that, when you actually edge the concrete, driveway, curb, everything around with a edger, it digs into the ground roughly about inch and a half. It's like straight down on the curb, anything concrete, edge, whatever. It looks so much better than, oh, I want to edge it with a weed eater. No, you're not. You're just time and going, oh, okay. I'm going to make it look good for now, and yeah, you're going to pay me the money? Okay.
Well, see, these lawn companies that come out and normally do it don't even edge normally. They'll cut your grass.
Right.
They might do a half-ass edging with the weed whacker. But like the way mine is,
right?
Shit, like I said, I'm so proud of it. I brag on that shit. Now, I'm going to pay for it because I'm going to pay for what I did. But this means that, like me and my neighbor was saying, probably at the end of the, maybe one more time this summer, and then at the end of the season, re-edge it again with the actual edger.
Yes.
Because once you start doing it like that and you continue, it's so much easier to do. Because, see, now I could go back in a few weeks with the weed whacker and edge it now.
Yes. And that's the thing, Miss V. When you edge it with a edger, you only have to use that edger for maybe 2-3 times throughout the whole year. The rest of the time, you can use a weed eater. And you're done. Hello.
My like I said, the hard. Oh, I'm here. Like I said, the hard part is over. So.
Exactly.
It is straight up crazy.
I agree on that.
But again, when you're talking about straight up laziness, people, if you, and I'm going to say this, if you do not want the responsibility of maintaining the outside of your house, don't fucking buy one. Go get a damn condo where they do all that shit. You can still own a condo.
Yep.
And depending on what type of condo you get, you might have a little lawn. And they actually will maintain all that for you, part of the association fees. I don't need nobody telling me what the fuck to do when I buy shit, you know. But I do agree with the city telling you you need to cut your grass, keep your grass cut, okay? If you live in a city area. Now, before anybody say, well, Ms. V, I live on a farm. Ms. V, I live in the country. I didn't say shit about living in the country. When you live in a residential area that has a sidewalk and a curb, that's what I'm talking about. And even in the country, they cut their lawns. So I don't want to hear nobody say they don't cut the lawns in the country.
Oh, I'm here for that.
But when you live in a residential area that has a sidewalk and everything, you know good and damn well that's trifling not to have your shit cut. And when in the case of my next door neighbor, I've seen him cut his lawn, so I know that he's got to have a fucking lawnmower. And on top of that, his family sees him at least once a week or once every 2 weeks. I'm not sure who the family member is. It's a young lady. She's either his granddaughter or his daughter. But either way, your fucking family see that damn lawn like that and they ain't doing shit? Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I'm 51 fucking years old. I ain't cutting your shit.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, in the city or suburb, you better cut that grass once a week. If you got too much rain coming in where you can't mow, okay, well, you can't do anything about it. Well, once the rain stops, dries out, start cutting it. Now, thing is, when you start mowing, you don't want to cut wet grass. It builds up on the dome of that mower, and you're going to tear some shit up.
So, well, I bought a new lawnmower blade. I just haven't had the blade put on there yet.
And that's no big deal. I mean, blade, that's one thing. With me, I've got blades, I've got belts. It's no big deal. But do not cut wet grass.
Oh, I
if
know
you're
that.
Mowing,
but I'm just.
Well.
But also, when your grass gets too fucking high.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing. A lot of people. Oh, I got to mow. Oh, but it's wet. And I was like, dude, you're about a fucking idiot. Mow wet grass. Even though the commercial landscape guys do, they clean that shit every single day. They will turn the mower over and break off all the grass, everything. For me and you, a home consumer, we don't do that shit. We'll mow it, okay. And for the whole year, mow it. Then, okay, wintertime, go ahead and knock off all the, you know, stuff on the deck on a riding mower. Then replace the belts, replace blades, whatever, during the wintertime. Commercial people clean that shit daily.
Mention and they take it to a place where they spray it down.
Yes. Not to mention mowing wet landscape will rust the deck of that mower. Doesn't matter if they clean it. It's going to rust it because of the water.
All I can say is that, like, even in my backyard, now, I keep that bad boy cut because I have, you know, because if I don't, that's called a fucking jungle.
Right.
But, again, I don't do trifling very fucking well. And like I said, I understand all senior citizens do not get a pension. All senior citizens do not get a Social Security check. Some are just, you know, getting money from the state because maybe they've never worked a real job in their life, which then I have some issues with that, but that's another story. But,
right.
Like, my dad gets Social Security, but he doesn't get a pension because he was self-employed. But he's got my mom who gets a pension, and they keep their fucking line cut. My dad will be 74 years old this year, okay? So I don't want to really hear about when people say they can't do shit. And my dad is probably way more out of shape than my next-door neighbor.
Right.
But they keep their line cut. And I'm figuring this guy next door is probably about my parents' age. You know, he's got to be, he's probably 70. I'd say he's probably 70. So you think I got fucking sympathy for you? No. I just don't. And like I said, the fact that you got a fucking mail order bride that basically got you good, you really think I give a fuck? Because, see, ain't nobody going to fucking marry me, and then I got to give them my shit because they know the fucking law better than I do and stay married 5 years, get their motherfucking ring. I mean, got fucking legal status. And divorced his ass.
Hell no.
And he brought her daughter over here.
Oh, fuck that. That's all kind of wrong. I mean, that just says I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose everything I own because I brought this woman over. And married her to get into America.
I think it was a arranged. I think, what's the word I'm looking for? I think he knew what he was doing, and then I was just like, really?
Yeah.
Mail order bride.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing. When Great Britain, decided to hand over to China, Hong Kong?
Yeah, that was the biggest mistake they fucking made. I hate.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That was the biggest thing they made a mistake with. But thing is, when that happened, do you know how many mail order brides came over and, I mean, all that shit went down?
You know what? Guy Randy, let me bring him on because we can have a long conversation about that. I don't think we want to get too deep into that. But let me bring in Randy.
No.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Same as I've been doing every week, doing the best I can. But I'm okay.
I did want to say I watched Hulu this week. So remember, Greg, when I was telling you that I wanted to, what I wanted to see, it was called Pretty Little Fires Everywhere. I mean, Little Fires Everywhere.
Right.
It was a series. It was a. I watched that, and The Handmaid's Tale. Been watching that. I might actually have to go on and pay for Hulu. I already got Disney Plus, so when you have Disney Plus, you just add it on to it. So, but I'm still debating because I really haven't seen, other than Handmaid's Tales and Little Fires Everywhere, I haven't seen anything I want to see on Hulu. Because everything on Hulu is stuff that I watch on regular TV. Now, if I didn't have regular TV, or if I didn't have cable, I think Hulu would be okay. But between Hulu and Netflix...
I mean, Netflix...
And see, I got Netflix. I pay for Netflix. Oh, Netflix, I... on Netflix, there's this show called Hashtag Black AF. And when I tell you that shit is funny, I watch that series. And that's one of those, they say fuck all the time in this series, and it's a black series. It's actually, it's written, the guy who actually wrote Blackish is performing in it. And it's like,
oh wow,
it's like, it's telling about his life. And Quincy Jones' daughter is in it. She plays the wife. And again, people will look at the show and they'll be like, this white girl trying to act like she's black. Why can't they just hire a black girl? She's black. It's his daughter with Peggy Lipson. I can't pronounce her name. I got it wrong.
Peggy
Lipton? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
from the Mod Squad.
That's their daughter. Yeah, that's their daughter. So with that being their daughter, she does look like she's white. So for anybody who watched the show, talking about, it's a white girl trying to act like she's black. She cousin everything like she's black. Okay, because she really is black, okay? That her daddy is Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
So
never
that show
is
good. On Netflix, but it's the same guy who did Mixish and Blackish.
Okay,
so,
I might want to check it out.
Yeah.
I had Netflix too, so I might want to check that out.
Yeah, it's funny. It's one of those where you have to understand, and this, as they say, rich people problems. These ain't regular black folks problems. These are just rich people problems. And that's what I always tell them. I look at them, rich people problems. Race ain't got nothing to do with it because the problems that's going on are rich people problems. But it's a black guy with rich people problems being black and the ramifications of it. So it's kind of, it's one of those spinoffs, but Little Fires Everywhere I loved because Little Fires Everywhere, every single white person in this country needs to watch that. The book was written by an Asian woman, but I believe that it's a true story. And even if it's not a true story, watch it. Because I can tell you, it's some shit. And I ain't even gonna give it. I'm not even gonna give it away. But it's real. It hits home. It hits home hard. And that's the best way to put it. It hits home for things that as recently as today are still going on in this country.
Yeah.
And it's put like this. It's a hard pill, but I think a lot of people still won't get it. It's a hard pill to swallow, but a lot of people won't get it because it's looked at as if it's okay. The things that are talked about are viewed as being okay, like it's no big deal. But people, y'all got to watch it. I didn't want to get deep into it. Y'all just got to watch it.
Okay.
But
so on NASCAR today, NASCAR is back. No audience.
Yeah. Right.
No audience, which is sort of like different. Different from all the time I watch racing, the race car racing in the past. Usually, like, you hear people screaming and yelling and cheering and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that's true, Randy, but thing is, when you actually watch a race on TV, do you actually hear that crowd cheer?
Not really.
And I never have. So, it's different, but they were actually out there racing, and it actually was a good race.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it. I mean, compared to the on Fox or CBS.
It was on Fox.
Yes.
The race was on Fox.
I actually enjoyed the iRacing on Fox. So it was actually good. So not bad, but different. Now they're getting out there trading paint and racing. So it was a good day, period.
And they have golf, and they also have golf live too. Like they have no people.
Yes. I did see a little bit of the golf today, and that's because we got two boys from Oklahoma that played in that and unfortunately did not win. But it's like, oh, that's actually good too. Now, you also have bull riding with the PBR here in Oklahoma with no crowds. And same thing. They did a good job, too.
And you ever watch wrestling? I mean, like Friday Night SmackDown? They've been doing it with no audience for a while.
Yes. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, that's good too.
I mean, that's the only wrestling I've seen. All the other wrestling, like, let's see, ROH. You ever heard of ROH wrestling?
Yeah, or
Ring of Honor.
The ROR, something
like
ROH,
that.
ROH,
Ring of Honor? Yeah, ROH.
I watched a little bit of it tonight, but it couldn't actually keep my interest. Just like WWE, you know, on Friday Night SmackDown, it does not keep my interest.
I mean, it's not real wrestling. It's just pure entertainment.
Yeah, I know.
I remember when it was the WWF. Well, that's wrestling.
Oh,
wrestling.
Big time. I mean, I remember the WWF.
Well, they can't call it. Well, you know why they can't call it W. You know why they cannot call it WWF.
Yes, Wild.
Wildlife Fund.
Yes.
Because they already owned the title WWF. And when they went to court about it, even though there were two different things, they said, no, we will not, you cannot call it this because we have been known by the WWF longer than y'all been around. And
correct,
the McMahon stole all their money. The McMahons thought with all their money they could win that one, and they lost in federal court that one.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So that's why they call it WWE. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
just figured it changed
oh, yeah.
for the
when
fun
it
of
was
it.
WWF, oh, yeah, it was WWF for a long time, and then the World Wildlife Foundation said, yeah, that was the controversy. And guess what? Yeah, World Wildlife or Wildlife.
Yeah.
Won and said, yeah, stop. Which I agree with. So
right.
it's tainment. So is WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that was
back,
a
back in the day. It was wrestling back in the day. It was real wrestling,
yes.
but they don't have no storylines and all that crap they have today.
Well, you got to think back too, Randy, back in the 60s, 70s, they always had a storyline with the very small federations that were doing wrestling. I mean, you had the Mid-South Wrestling, which I grew up with, and Junkyard Dog.
Yeah, I remember
I mean,
that, yeah.
I just went blank. But WCW. Oh, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember him, too. He was like the 80s.
Yeah.
He was like the 80s.
Yes. Yes. But back in the late 70s, early 80s, I mean, you had the, I mean, all them. Four Horsemen, the Von Erichs, Hacksaw Dugan. You had Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2. I mean, you had, I mean, everything back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Then... who started taking over? It's not, yeah, Mid-South went out. WCW started going pretty good against the WWEF. And then it's like, okay, well, guess what? You only got one, WWF or E. Which is what we have now. Then, okay, you got little, you know, splinters coming off from there and going Ring of Honor and one other one. So Jim Cornette, I think, is the one that started the Ring of Honor.
Yes. Ring of Honor Wrestling.
And I
what about it?
Yeah, and I haven't watched that shit in years. And I still know this shit. But, it, yeah, I mean, the ring announcer back in the days, with the Mid-South Wrestling, Jim Cornette. No, not Jim Cornette. JR.
The name sounds amazing.
JR became the sound of Mid-South Wrestling, then went to WWEF. He was announcer and all that on Monday Night Raw. Then became a recruiter for that firm. And after his stroke, did somewhat televise, but then, okay, I'm going to hold back and recruit. And there have been players from OU Sooners football that made wrestling. And I think there are at least three. You got Steve Williams from back in the 70s. There was another one back in the 80s. And then you actually, I can't think of what his name is until you say it, and then it's like, yeah, that's him. But another one was, remember, Van Vader? Yeah, his son was the OU center for the Sooners back in the 80s, 90s. And his son actually came up and wrestled, I think, in the WWE. Oh, Mr. Remember back in the 90s, Mr. Moneybags?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's the other guy from the OU football team. I can't think of his name. Yeah, I think that's him. So, I mean, usually most of the wrestling, professional wrestling guys are recruited out of either wrestling or football from colleges that don't go on and to the pros in the NFL.
Let me ask both you and Miss V something. You guys still have drive-in movies in your area?
I do.
We only got one. It was a one drive-in movie. One little drive-in movie. It's been around since forever.
In the metro? Yeah. In the metro where I'm somewhat at, we've got one. And they opened up last week or 2 weeks ago. Last week. And the movie they showed was Trolls.
Oh, you did?
So, yeah, they showed Trolls, and it's like, no, I'm not going there for that. But they showed one movie, and...
Yeah, it's too bad those movie theaters have been around forever. It's been about a little over 2 months.
Yeah.
Since the movie theater's been open?
Well, it's... I mean, Trolls came out not long ago, but they did it as a, like everything else as far as on demand.
Right.
And it's like, I probably have on demand, but I'm not paying for it. So I waited for actually the... Good example, Star Wars, Turn of Skywalker. Oh, trust me, I waited. Oh, yeah. I was actually impressed. It was good. And it closes down a 9-chapter of
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yep.
All I've seen was the first three. I haven't seen the others.
Oh, I've seen all nine.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
I just thought after the third one, it just, I mean, it's just say, hey, Star Wars is dead after the third one.
Well, that, yeah. I mean, once you saw actually 4, 5, and 6, and it's like, there is no way this will continue. And then 1, 2, 3, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ties in to the previous 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with 7, 8, 9, it ties in to all of them.
Wasn't that with Carrie Fisher's last picture before she died? I have a feeling she's in that one too.
7.
Oh, 7 was the last one.
Yes.
Okay.
She died after 7. But there was enough cut material that she actually was in, I guess, what, 7, 8, and 9?
Mm-hmm.
So she made it to the end as far as with stuff cut out and all that. So it, yeah, to me, it actually tied all three stories together to where it's like, okay, awesome. I mean, like last night, I watched Star Trek 3,
mm-hmm.
The Search for Spock. Now,
right.
I got to watch Star Trek 4, The Journey Home. But I think that was all on Hulu, and Star Trek 4 is not on Hulu.
How many Star Trek motion pictures did they do? About 10 of them? What did they do? About 10 of these things? Star Trek. How many pictures did they do?
Yeah.
About 10 of them?
Yeah, between first gen, second gen. Yeah, there's, quite a few.
Yeah, there's about 10 of them. More than 10,
yeah.
Maybe more. I wouldn't be surprised, maybe more.
Yeah. And I mean, really all of the Star Trek, other than the motion picture, that one, But the ones they made after, a lot better. And then, Star Trek, when they tied in the original series with the Next Generation with
mm-hmm.
Jean-Luc, oh, man, it was awesome. And then when the Next Generation did those movies, I
mm-hmm.
loved them. To me, they were awesome. And now I'm blindsided by fucking CBS. You can watch Picard, but you got to No, the fuck I'm not.
Wait a minute, Picard, wasn't he part of the Next Generation? About
yes.
30 years ago?
Yes.
At least.
They have a new series with Jean-Luc, and it's called Picard, Star Trek. I would love to watch it. And it's like, I ain't paying for it. Fuck that. Even though I don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
well, remember, next week we're not on the air.
Right.
Because that's the day before Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're on the 7th. We're back for 2 weeks, and then we're off for a week. Then we come back for 2 more weeks, and then we're off for the summer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we come back the 31st. We do the 31st and the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 14th off.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back on the 21st and the 28th, and then
mm-hmm.
summer hiatus. We won't be back until the 13th of
September.
Yep.
And then we'll
have
a brand new season.
You're going to have to
What'd
remind me tomorrow. But
what's wrong? Are we not going to be on next week?
Okay, we're off next week.
That's
right.
What's important right now, that we're off next week.
Cool.
So you can start drinking on Sunday.
I can go ahead and cruise in a classic vehicle, a 62 Nova convertible.
Oh, that's nice.
All
now,
the
if I can't do that one, no. Fully restored.
Okay.
If I can't do that one, it's going to be a 53 Mercury Monterey.
We're going classic cars on us.
Oh, big time. Trust me, that Mercury... Oh, that's my favorite. If I can do that, I will share photos on Facebook next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Well, that'll be cool.
So, it will be out there if I can do it.
All I know is that next weekend is going to be an interesting weekend, because here in Michigan, we still are at the stay home, stay safe order.
Right.
And
right.
that goes until the 28th of May. Well,
wow.
What I laugh about, and I know why this order is in to the 28th of May. Because here in Michigan, these folks don't know how to act. When I say they don't know how to act.
So like my
now, town. Here in Michigan.
I would actually agree with that.
Here in Michigan, these fools will have a barbecue with 200 damn people. I think it's okay. Just saying. They would do it because they think that shit is okay. They'll have the barbecue at their house. They'll be hanging out in the streets. They'll be, we have a big park here called Bill Lau. They'll be hanging out at the park. They'll be out on their boats drinking and shit. Well, and I'm not talking about with their family. I'm talking about they'll be claiming 300 people their family. I'm sorry. Ain't nobody's family that big except for the family reunion, and then you still don't know everybody and hang out with them. I'm just keeping it real. So
yep.
I know why the governor did it the way she did, and I know people are they're like highly upset, but I completely agree with it. And the reason why I agree with it, because people are stupid. I will say it over and over again. People are stupid.
That
and
ain't no shit.
We will turn around and have everything shut sat down because people do not know how to social distance. And I say this wholeheartedly because people are stupid. I can tell you that I will be social distancing, and I'm going to tell you why I'll be social distancing. Because I like living. Now, I can't speak to nobody else, but I like living. Now, I know the other people may not think that, but I like living. And I ain't really trying to have people all up in my face, coughing on my food. Because think about barbecues. When was the last time you went to a barbecue at somebody's house and they had a face mask on?
Never.
I'm just saying.
Amen.
And people are going to be drinking, and they're going to be acting a fool. And I personally will be staying home and staying safe. I may have a drink or two. Keyword may. I really haven't been drinking that much. Unlike, now, I understand they said during this quarantine period, alcohol sales have gone up. And I've talked to people who said they have drank more. I really haven't drank more. I'm going to be honest. I have, like I said, my damn yard is edged. I'm going to have, put it like this, I'm preparing for the hot summer because my summer vacation will be spent on my deck. So I'm doing everything to prepare my house. I really ain't got time to worry about drinking right now. I know that I'm on house arrest all fucking summer. I wish the whole country would realize, country, you are on house arrest for the rest of the summer. First of all, I don't see nobody traveling nowhere they ain't trying to go to. Here in Michigan, a lot of people are having decks built. The construction people were so glad to get back to work. They said they got so many people getting decks put on their homes. I'm so glad I already got a deck. And they said because they know that's where they're going to be for the summer. Again, I'm so glad I got a deck already on the back of my house.
Yep.
People, except your vacation is going to learn to love your house.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you didn't love it, learn to love it. Because that's what you're going to be this summer. Because any flare-up, and it's 9 states that are acting up now that weren't, like, in the middle of the country. So I'm keeping it real. I ain't really trying to go there, but I ain't trying to catch coronavirus either. As much as I can. Like I said, I'm going to be on my deck watching TV, chilling. But right now I'm going to be saying everybody have a good Memorial Day. We will be back on the 31st of May. Have a great couple of weeks, everybody.
Bye.
How was that, Vaughn?
Wow. I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.